Can baseball be made an even better game? In conjunction with the 1952 Cancer Crusade, the American Cancer Society takes pleasure in presenting a panel of experts who will bat this question around. Representing four different points of view, and sitting around our figurative Cracker Barrel are the veteran comedian who was peeking over Abner Doubleday's shoulder when he invented baseball and who's been an avid fan ever since, Senator Ed Ford.
Glad to be here.
And we have one of America's outstanding sports writers, Jimmy Cannon, sports columnist for the New York Post and magazine contributor.
Hello.
A former umpire and one of the greatest men who ever called balls and strikes, Dolly Stark.
It's a pleasure to be here for a great cause.
And popular Sid Gordon, still the darling of the Giant fans, now starring for the Boston Braves.
Hello, everybody.
Senator Ford, you've seen baseball develop throughout the years. In your opinion, can it be made an even better game?
Yes, well, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, I think that some of the rabbit should be taken out of the ball so that there would be more science in the game as they used to be when they threw oranges and all the freak deliveries. Maybe we should bring that back, too. Now, Sid, as a ball player, I know this wouldn't affect you because I think you're too good a ball player and too smart a ball player to have it do much to your batting average. I think that, what do you say about the rabbit ball? You're being in there every day.
Well, Senator, there seems to be a difference of opinion as to whether there is a rabbit in the ball. When you say rabbit ball, you mean that the ball is really alive.
That's right.
Now, there are quite a few hitters in the league who have hit 230 and 240 and 250 who feel they should have done a lot better, and they'll tell you that there is no rabbit in the ball. And then you'll come across the pitcher who thinks he should win 20 games and winds up winning about 8 or 9 and loses 15, and he'll say, well, there's plenty of rabbit in that ball.
Well, Sid, may I... I'll argue against myself for just a moment. I know there are a lot of low-score and low-hit ball games pitched by the good pitchers, and they would be good any time anyway.
Well, you've got two different type of pitchers. You've got pitchers that throw hard, and you've got pitchers like Preacher Rowe and Eddie Lopat who throw up an assortment of stuff, as we call it. And the pitchers who throw hard, well, they feel they can overpower you, while the pitchers who throw that slow stuff feel that they can get you out with their cleverness. In other words, try to get ahead of you, get a strike on you, and make you bite at a bad ball.
Well, speaking as a newspaper guy who looks down at baseball from the press box, I think there's a little turtle in the ball. And the reason I say this is because if this ball was as live as they say it would be, why, Gordon would hit 400 every year, and I don't think they would get Stan Musial out. And if this ball is as live, the distances are still from the plate, the same from the plate to the fences in both leagues, except in places like Pittsburgh where they have Greenberg Gardens and other gags like that. But it seems to me that the slider has nullified any edge the hitter has on the live ball. It's an extra pitch that all pitchers came up with.
Jim, can I interrupt for just a minute? It seems to me the answer to this whole question as we've had it presented here is this, that only one fellow, Stan Musial, hit 355 or 356, and the rest of the great sluggers are way below that, so I don't think we have the rabbit ball as we had from 1921 on till about 1935. Well, I've got a question here, fellas, and I really like to put it in front of this fine panel. I'd like to see the uniformity of the rules in the major leagues in regards to rained-out games and Sundays, twilight games and so forth. That is for both leagues to have the same rules. What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, I think a baseball game should go 9 innings. And I don't care whether it's on the butt end of a doubleheader or the first game. I think the rule is all right that rain should stop a game at 5 innings, but they should make a rule in baseball, demolishing those curfew gags in some towns where you get to a certain time and the ball game automatically ends. I think the ball game should be played off
at some later date, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go along with you, Jim. I think that when we ball players do play a game, we hate to have a game called, let's say in Pittsburgh now, at 7 o'clock there's a curfew law there. And we hate to have a game call and say, well, the score is tied, now we have to play this game all over again, which is what has been happening. I think if you took a consensus of the opinion of the ball players themselves, I know, I can speak freely for all of them, that they would want once they start the game, to finish it and let it go like it has been going now, put the lights on if they have to, but get the ball game over and let one team win, with the exception of rain, of course.
Especially hitters. Any time you deprive a hitter of a hit, it's like kidnapping one of his children. I really believe that hitters like hits more than they do their children.
Well, Jimmy, let's take that rained-out ball game at the stadium here this past season, which created quite a rhubarb. The Yanks were leading 3-1, and then the Chicago White Sox came up and scored 3 runs, and those hits and runs and everything else was washed out due to the stalling tactics by both sides, more or less. And I think that kind of a ball game should be played at some later date. To do away with all these rhubarbs and stalling.
Well, Dolly, old boy, you're kind of indicting your own profession. Being an umpire, that's up to the umpire to stop those stalling
Well,
techniques.
You can't. They've tried it for about 75 years since the days of Doubleday and all the rest of that motley crew.
You mean
you
to say that there's
stalling.
Something wrong with umpires?
There's always some trickster on a ball club for some reason or another.
I'd like to get serious a moment. We've been talking about how baseball can be made a better game. I'd like to tell you how we can improve our life. Some of the biggest names in baseball have been struck down by cancer. And that goes for all the other businesses, too, in the professions and the arts. Cancer strikes people big and small in all walks of life. The American Cancer Society says one person in every 5 will be hit by cancer in their lifetime. If we could conquer it, we would remove a terrible menace. There's one way we can help it. Join the 1952 Cancer Crusade of the American Cancer Society. The money we give goes to scientific research. It goes for cancer education, which saves thousands of lives every year. It goes for services to the cancer patient. Folks, dig down deep. Get to the bottom of your pocket. This is important. I think the most important cause of all. Today, before you forget it, mail your contribution to cancer, care of your local post office. I'll repeat the address. Cancer, care of your local post office. That's all.
Jimmy, before the session started, you said something about scoring these days. Sitting in the press box, you should know a lot about that.
Well, I'm an authority on nothing, I suppose, especially baseball. I approach baseball with a fierce, dedicated ignorance. But I know enough that a guy sitting in a press box can't score a ball game and file a running story at the same time. They're not close enough to the field, and their concentration is not enough. When a guy has to worry about filing a running story for a morning paper, even in the stale cliches we use, this the cheapest of all literature, which is the running story out of anything, he hasn't the time to clearly see what's going on in a ball field. And I believe that the greatest weakness in big league baseball is scoring. And I think that guys, either old ball players, old newspaper men, old umpires, or old anything else, should be hired to do this important job.
Jimmy, I'd like to interrupt and add a few more things to what you say. I'm speaking as a ball player who has at some time or another kicked about the scorekeepers due to an error that they might have given me or in reference to a base hit that I was supposed to have gotten. Now, my opinion in scoring a ball game is this. I think that anybody who is going to score this game, whether it be an old, an ex-ball player or an ex-writer or somebody who's really knows the game, the ins and outs of the game, he should be seated directly on the field, more or less as the 10th player for both sides. He'd be off at a certain position all by himself with nobody prompting him in any way, letting him use his own judgment, and situated in a place where he could possibly see every play, every ball that's hit, and who's going to field it and how it's fielded. Many times a ball is hit that takes a bad hop in front of a shortstop or a second base or the other infielders, and it'll hit a pebble and hit him in the shoulder. Well, the scorer who's sitting up in the box is going to give him an error. But ordinarily, he should have gotten a base hit.
Well, Sid, I agree with you on all of that. I know of an instance where a scorer admitted that he liked a certain Brooklyn ball player and gave him 3 hits on obvious errors by the infielders.
Well, in going over this thing, Senator Ford, I wish to say, in accordance with Jim, that it's a great art. A fellow should know practically everything that goes with baseball, the position of players, the kind of a ball that was hit, whether it was slow. There's 100,000 different kind of grounders or fly balls. Where was that man? And then the concentration is just as great as umpiring or playing a game of baseball.
Well, I believe in many instances, and I'm sure Sid will hate me for the rest of his life, that any time a big league ball player, an infielder especially, gets two hands on a baseball, he should get an error. And Sid is a third baseman and outfielder, and third basemen are really the pets of scorers. A ball is hit directly at a third baseman. He should feel it, unless it takes a bad hop or slants off a pebble or something.
Well, sometimes, Jimmy, those balls hit like a shot out of a cannon, and the fella can't move a step, and he may just even fling himself, you know, or go after that ball on the ground and carries off his wrist and out into the outfield.
I'm not talking about fling himself. You're talking about acrobats. You're thinking of the Jacoby troop.
Even one right at him. They're hit like a shot out of a cannon.
If they're hit right at him, they're big league third baseman, and they should come up with it.
Well, that's the judgment that must be exercised by a scorer, Jim, because that's a great odds.
And incidentally, I never scored in my life. And I honestly don't think I'm competent enough to score from a press box. And I've seen umpires, present company excepted, miss a play. So how can a guy sit in a press box and call everyone, even with a trivial accuracy?
See, the great art of that, Jimmy, is being at the proper angle at all times, too, and really concentrating for the whole nine innings. You know, fellas, I'd like to flash a reminder as to why we're here. And that is to help in the 1952 cancer crusade, to strike back at the disease which will strike one American in every five. Folks, nobody can relax while cancer continues to take lives at the rate of more than 200,000 a year. Don't sit back. Strike back. Give generously to your unit of the American Cancer Society. Make your contribution to cancer. Care of your local post office.
Remember, friends, as Dolly Stark has said, mail your contribution to Cancer, care of your local post office. Don't forget, cancer strikes one in five. It is no respecter of persons. Anyone, man, woman, or child, can develop it. Protect yourself by knowing cancer's seven danger signals and join in the fight against it. Strike back. Give generously to conquer this disease. And now, fellows, may I offer the thanks of the American Cancer Society for your appearance here to discuss the question, can baseball be made an even better game? Thanks to you, Sid Gordon, Dolly Stark, Jimmy Cannon, and Senator Ford. This is Bill Rogers speaking.